Joining us is State Senator Eric Berthel, joining us this morning about the Republican American. Eric, good morning. And I guess, was the Rep Am the only major paper in the state to endorse Bob Stefanowski?
Yeah, well, good morning, gentlemen, and always a pleasure to be on.
Thank you.
Yep.
And good morning, Brad. And yeah, the Watergate Republican got it right. They got it right. They may have been, the only paper. I know that's my local paper here in Western Connecticut, and they got it right. And their argument was solid in terms of why Bob Stefanowski should be elected as the next governor of the great state of Connecticut today. And let's hope that that resonates across the land today, from west to east, north to south.
What are your reasons, Eric?
You know, Brad, I think that what I saw, and I spent some time with Bob Stefanowski at some campaign events. Obviously, I'm a Republican, so I'm supporting him. But what I see is a guy who talks about wanting to make effective change in Connecticut and doesn't backpedal on comments that he's made. You know, as recently as yesterday, Ned Lamont was on another radio show and was asked about whether or not, will you raise taxes, yes or no? And the Democratic candidate for governor said, no comment. I mean, how do you, what does that mean?
He said, no comment?
No comment was his answer. That's right. No comment. So Bob Stefanowski answered the question and said, no, I will not raise taxes. So, you know, something as important as that in Connecticut, where, listen, we've been talking about this for 8 years under Dan Malloy, and people are fed up. People are tired of us sticking, or the government sticking our hands in their pocket and squeezing every last penny that they've got left out. And Stefanowski has a plan and has the vision, I'll say, and he's going to have the courage to make changes that are probably going to be difficult. They're probably going to be unpopular with some part of the electorate in Connecticut. But what are our options? We can't continue to tax our way out of things. It just doesn't work. We've proven that. Dan Malloy gave us the best example that increasing taxes does not solve our problem. We've seen it for 8 years, and it doesn't work. They're failed policies of the Democrats and of the Democratic governor.
Eric, you just mentioned something a few seconds ago that I think people are going to have to come to terms with, and I think a lot of people are the more I talk with them on this, and that's that, you know, the state has to, and I've been saying this for years, the state has to fundamentally change the way it spends its money and the way it operates from a clean sheet perspective, a clean look at how the efficiency of every state agency is. And you're right. There are going to be some oxes here that are going to be gored a little bit. But again,
and should be.
Well, yeah. And Brad and I say this all the time, is, you know, sometimes you gotta walk in the china shop and break a few things or flip tables before we can make a fundamental change that over the years, hopefully, will restore our fiscal sanity here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We have agencies of the government. We have departments in our state government right now that have larger corporate executive management structure than some of the biggest companies in Connecticut, and hundreds of millions of dollars in salaries. And we have to take a look at all of that. And we've been asking for that. Republicans have been asking for that review. Let's put every agency under the magnifying glass.
Yeah.
You know, and you've heard this. Well, former State Senator Rob Kanon, who's now an auditor. Okay, in the auditor's department, and Kane and his colleague have brought to light, just in the last 24 months, have brought to light huge discrepancies and problems with spending. You know, the Department of Economic Development for the state of Connecticut, you know, they admitted, yeah, we made a mistake. We misreported numbers. A whole bunch of terrible things going on. We need a governor and we need a legislature that's going to have the courage to put everything under the magnifying glass and under the microscope and say, what do we really need? What can we do without? And let's get Connecticut headed in the right direction. And gentlemen, today is the day, right now, polls are open until 8 o'clock. Today is the day that we have the opportunity to do that and to put people in place that are willing to do that and make this state the greatest place that it can be. We're so blessed to live where we live, okay? And we have an opportunity today to really, really affect.
And I think, you know something, and I think everybody feels that way. We all feel that way. And
I hope so, Brad.
What do you mean, we hope so? Of course we hope so, but they do. They feel that way. And there are a good many Democrats that I've talked to, okay, that feel the same way.
Me too.
I think one of our big problems is that we don't get along together. There are many times when both parties should sit down and fight it out and come up with a decision. They haven't done that. And I think they should be doing that myself.
Well, I think that that's the challenge, and that's got to be the promise as we lead into the next legislative session in January when we get back to work in Hartford. We're not going to get anywhere if we don't agree to work together and come to some common ground. I agree with you 100%.
Eric Berthel, Republican State Senator. Eric, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.